Now tonight we give opportunity for prayer requests, and then we'll pray together for the rest of our time tonight. But before we do that, we're going to sing together 391. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Maybe you'd like to stand as we sing.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.
We put our trust in you, dear God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Just always so thankful for testimonies like that from our sister, and how God led and how God protected and how God just made a way where there was no way.
Isn't he a God like that? And I'm sure there are other testimonies. Maybe you can remember a time where God just came through. And so we learn to trust him through those difficult places. We prove him faithful. And through those experiences, he reveals himself to us in a greater way. And so we have a confidence tonight. We come with boldness to the throne of grace. We have a faithful God, a God who hears and answers prayer. And so as I'm just going to go around the room and ask you if you have a prayer request to share it. If you don't, you can just say no and we'll, or unspoken request, however you'd like to do that. I don't always remember all the prayer requests you make, but I say this every year, that God hears your request. And it's good for you to say it, to say it. You might say, well, he knows, and he does know. Tomorrow in our reading we're going to have that he knows before we even ask. But I think it helps us, and it helps those in this room. We're going to pray together for those requests, and we're going to bring them together to the throne of grace. Yes, it's wonderful to pray alone, but there's a value in corporate prayer when we do this together. We lift our voices to God and call upon him and believe for one another. So I'm going to just go around the room, and if you have a request, just state it, and so that those we all can hear it, and then we'll, after we finish, then we'll pray. And maybe you'll pray for the one that was next to you or someone else, whatever, however God lays it upon your heart, and we'll just finish like that tonight.